It's the grudge match of the year. The Springboks versus Ireland. The world champions against a team that has won 4 of the last 5 meetings between the sides. And today, you are going to get a front row seat to the ultimate preview. Just before we kick off, let me remind you about the Supersport Bock Dream Team Initiative. You can help select the ultimate Springbok team over the last 3 decades. The Bock Dream Team is in celebration of 30 years of Springbok excellence since winning the 1995 Rugby World Cup. You'll find a link in the description area below, as well as a QR code on your screen. From there, you'll be able to select your best box. Your great prize is up for grabs, courtesy of Supersport. Your World of Champions is also celebrating 30 years this year, bringing you some of the most cherished rugby moments along the way. Vote now, and remember to tune in for all the rugby action. Right, let's take a look at the two teams, starting with the Springboks. Buan Venter, Malcolm Marks, Thomas du Toit, Eben Etzebet, Ruan Norkier, Sia Kolisi, Peter Steph du Toit, Jasper Visser. That's our pack. In the back line, Kubus Reinach, Sasha Feinberg and Ngome Zulu, Cheslin Kolbe is on the left wing with Kanan Moody on the right wing, Damian Willemser at fullback with Damian Dialendi, and Jesse Creel in the centres. In terms of the bomb squad, Johan Grobbelaar, Gerard Steenekamp and Wilco Lowe are the replacement front row that will come on later. Ergie Sneeman and Kwagga Smith are there as well, so that's 5. And then the hybrid player, Andre Esterhazen, with Grant Williams and Marnie Lebok, the specialist backline players in this matchday squad that Dr. Russie Erasmus has selected. Let's have a look at what Ireland have put out. Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan and Tadhg Furlong are the front row, with James Ryan and Tadhg Byrne in the second row. Ryan Bird, Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Doris, their captain, complete the pack. Jameson Gibson-Park, Sam Prendergast, that's the halfback combination with Bundy Aki and Gary Ringrose in the centres, with James Lowe, Tommy O'Brien and Mac Hansen, the back three. In terms of what they have for their replacements, Ronan Kelleher, Paddy McCarthy, Finlay Beelham, that's the front row that will come on later. Then we've got Kian Prendergast and Jack Conan. They've gone 5-3 themselves, with Craig Casey, Jack Crowley and Tom Farrell coming on later. Right, so what does this all mean? Personally, I think that Dr. Russie Erasmus has put out our best possible team for this crunch match. I know that a lot of people thought that the test match against the All Blacks at Eden Park was going to be our biggest one of the year, and unfortunately we were second best on that occasion, but we made up for it beautifully the next week in Wellington. Then people spoke about France being the next biggest one of the year. Personally, a few weeks ago, when I looked at this November schedule for the Springboks, I thought that France would be the toughest one, especially after I saw Ireland against the All Blacks in Chicago. The Irish looked to me like they were just that half a yard off the pace. But they have come back nicely since then, and we saw how dangerous they can be when they annihilated Australia at the Aviva Stadium last weekend. They have brought out the big guns. This is probably the strongest possible side that Andy Farrell can put out right now. But I think the same is true for the Springboks. Ruan Norkier, who I think is an outstanding player for the Springboks, and I actually named him last year as our find of the season, at least in the forwards. I thought Sasha was our find of the season in the back line. Norkier coming in this week for Franco Mostert, and of course don't forget Luit de Jager, who's also still out, and you know, the whole red card thing, we can discuss that perhaps a little bit later in this episode. But that's the only real area, you wouldn't even call it concern, you would say that perhaps we would expect to see de Jager normally there, but with Norkier there, I don't think anybody is feeling uncomfortable. If you look at that pack, it's probably only really Buan Venter who's there ahead of Oxenchea, who, as we know, is injured. That's probably the only area that you look at and say, This is maybe not where the Springboks are at full strength, but I'm happy with a 6 or a 7 out of 8 in terms of the pack to say that this is the best that we can put on the field. And in terms of who is currently available, when you factor in injuries and suspensions, this is the best pack that we can put out there. I want to take a quick look at Ireland again. Let's talk a little bit more about what they've decided to do here. Now listen, Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan and Tyde Furlong as a front row, guys, I want to sit here and tell you that we're going to crush the Irish in Dublin, okay? But that wouldn't be fair to you, and that would be an insult to your intelligence as well as Irish intelligence, because I appreciate that we do have some Irish people that are going to watch this episode. That is a formidable front row, and I don't want to sit here and tell you that they've got the edge over us, because I would feel more comfortable if we had Ox. But we don't have Ox, and let's be honest, Buan Fenta has done a great job since coming in. You know, we can't sit here and say, oh, the team is significantly weaker because Fenta is there. The truth is that Fenta has performed admirably since coming into the side, and I think he has grabbed his opportunity with both hands. But if I look at that Irish front row, our boys are going to have their work cut out for them. One thing I want to point out is illegal scrummaging. This is something we need to look out for, and I don't know if the referee and his team of match officials are going to be looking out for this, but I have noticed in the past that Andrew Porter is guilty of illegal scrummaging. What do I mean when I say that? Well, the whole idea is that, and I'll show you with my fingers here, right, is that let's say we've got loose head, hooker, and tight head, and then on this side we've got the loose head, the hooker, and the tight end. What's supposed to happen is they scrum like that, right? That's what's supposed to happen. But the loose head, in this case Porter, what we're seeing him do is sort of like this, and now you have this 45 degree angle. I don't know if I've been able to show it to you with any great effect there, but if you've seen it, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Danilo Fischetti for Italy did it against us last week as well. The referee, James Dolman of New Zealand, did not pick it up. Neither did any of his match official team members. But then I think it's fair to say that the match officials last week in Turin missed quite a few things. So watch out for the way that Porter scrums. Whether or not this is going to be refereed accurately, it remains to be seen. Something else where the Irish are very dangerous is at the breakdown. And I think that Andy Farrell has done a magnificent job to coach them in the same way that Graham Henry, to an extent, but without a shadow of a doubt, Steve Hansen tutored the All Blacks. And I'm thinking particularly Richie McCaw. A lot of people will accuse McCaw of bending the rules. They'll say that he often entered from the side. Some say he was permanently offside. In fact, I've joked in the past that Richie McCaw was born offside. Now, we can make the jokes and we can argue and we can complain and all of those things. But the reality is, I think that Richie McCaw was a master interpreter of the laws of rugby. Always on the fringes of the law, perhaps in many instances on the wrong side of the law, but often in that kind of grey area. And we know that referees do not referee matches to the letter of the law. If you've read the autobiography of Wayne Barnes, the 2023 Rugby World Cup final referee, you'll know that his philosophy, and many of his colleagues share this belief, is to referee in such a way that you keep the game flowing. So if a guy is offside, and in the referee's opinion, it's not negatively impacting the game, he'll ignore it, he'll let it go. The same applies to things like entering from the side, falling over, obstruction, etc., etc. And this is the area where the Irish loose forwards excel. Let's look at that side again, particularly now the forwards. And I think that James Ryan and Ty Byrne are great players, but I think that we have the edge there. So the lineouts, I think we're going to be fine there. I think we're going to do well. But as I say, everything I've just spoken about, watch out for Bird, watch out for Van der Fleer, and watch out for Doris. These are skillful, wily operators who, if the referee allows it, are the kind of players who will get away with murder. And that is something that we have to watch out for. Let's compare the backline. Jameson Gibson-Park. Guys, I love Cobus Reinach. I think he is having an Indian summer at the moment. His golden years of his career are right now. This is a man who I clearly remember on the eve of the 2015 Rugby World Cup put out his own sort of personal press release and told Heinicke Meyer that if he picks him, South Africa will win the Rugby World Cup. Well, Meyer didn't pick him, and we did not win the Rugby World Cup. So we'll never know, but Kobus can look you in the eye and say, well, I told you so. To have the balls to say something like that at the time, when we all know Fourie du Preez would have been ahead of him, Francois Hogart would have been ahead of him, Ruan Pienaar was probably ahead of him as well in most people's eyes. So it certainly was something to say. Now, this is the point I want to make. As much as I love Kobus, I cannot sit here and tell you that I think he's a better player than Jameson Gibson-Park. I think Gibson-Park is one of, if not the best, scrum halves in the world. I know that there are Antoine Dupont worshippers who will have a heart attack because I just said that. But I genuinely do think that Gibson-Park is one of the great scrum halves. Now, you're going to have him and Prendergast, and we're going to have Reinach and Feinberg Ngome Zulu. And the interesting matchup there is that I think Feinberg Ngome Zulu is comfortably a better player than Prendergast. So there's a little bit of a contrast there. And now you ask the question, well, what's going to happen in terms of fly halves and indeed scrum halves operating with go forward ball versus receiving the ball on the back foot? This is going to be something very, very interesting. If you look at the center combinations, D'Alende and Creel, that is the most experienced combo in the centers in the history of the Springboks. Aki and Ringrose compare favorably, I think. I don't think any South African fan can say with any real confidence that Aki and Ringrose are not great players. They are. Where I do worry a little bit about the Irish is in the back three. If you look at what we've gone with, Chesson Colby moving to the left wing, Kanan Movie on the right, so we don't have Kirtley Arendse, but I'm not worried about Moody there, although I think that he is turning into a better 13 for us, and I think that ultimately that will be his place. But for the time being, you got Colby and you got Moody, and they're going to go one-on-one against Lowe and O'Brien. The actual matchup will be O'Brien versus Colby and Lowe versus Moody. So Moody is going to have his work cut out for him. Lowe is, again, an experienced operator, great player. But I think Moody can handle him. But by the same token, if he doesn't, you would argue that Colby, man for man, should have the upper hand against Tommy O'Brien. And then we saw Mac Hansen wreak havoc against the Wallabies. And to be honest with you, nothing against the Aussies. I think that they just peaked at the right time at Ellis Park earlier this year. Yes, they gave us a proper spanking, and we deserved it. And they deserved it. But if we look at what has happened the rest of the year, you know, except for a couple of outlier performances against the Lions and us in Johannesburg, the Aussies have been mediocre this year. They're better than they were 2 years ago at the World Cup, where they were shocking. But we cannot take this team seriously at this stage when we talk about the best teams in the world. Ireland put them away last week. And yes, the Aussies punch above their weight, and you'll never see an Australian side that will just lie down and roll over. And rightly so, they pushed the Irish for a while, but in the end, Ireland won very comfortably.
Disintegrates, and Arke is the decoy. Prendergast finds O'Brien.
And Mac Hansen, he had a lot of space, he was allowed to wreak havoc, and that's exactly what he did, scored plenty of tries. But that's not going to happen against the Springboks. Our rush defense will not allow that. Our defense is considerably tighter than Australia, except, of course, that one time when we played them at Ellis Park. And we've got Damian Willemse, who, in my opinion, is the best defensive fullback in the world. And you know what? He's not half bad in attack either. And I think that the contest is going to be fascinating. Overall, the picture that I've tried to paint here for you is that this really could be a clash of the titans. You got the world champions against a team that has had our number over the last few years, to the point where they've beaten us 4 of the last 5 times that the two sides have met. We haven't won in Dublin since 2012, and I think it's time to set that record straight too. Can we do it? Well, There's a lot that goes in favour of the Irish. Again, they've got a very good side. They really do. They're extremely well coached by Andy Farrell. And they will have home ground advantage. I'm expecting a hostile environment. And I'm also expecting, as I mentioned, those forwards of theirs, especially at the breakdown, to see just how much they can get away with in terms of the referee and the match officials. Having said that, there is something that counts against them, and that is their collective age. There is a feeling that this team has already peaked and that there is not enough young blood coming through. And overall, that feeling seems to be that this team is getting old and a lot of them are getting old together, and that something needs to be done sooner or later to avoid a catastrophe at the next Rugby World Cup. We'll have to wait and see if that actually does happen. But as you can imagine, on this channel, I am going to predict a victory for the Springboks. My score for Saturday is South Africa 32, Ireland 16. But how do you see it? Do you think I'm being a little bit overexcited or overzealous and it will be considerably closer than that, but the Springboks will still see it through? Or do you think we're in for a rude awakening and the Irish are going to once again put us in our place? Let me know in the comment section down below. And while you're down there, may I encourage you to sign up for my Patreon page. I would love to do this full time, guys, and I would love to go to Australia and cover the Rugby World Cup from down under for you on a daily basis in 2027. But in order to make that happen, well, I'm going to need a little bit of funding, and I would prefer it to come from my audience rather than some corporate who can tell me what to do and when to do it, if you know what I mean. Now, if you sign up on my Patreon page and become one of my patrons, there are great benefits to be had. For example, you might be able to get me to write an ebook on your favorite Springbok rugby player. You might be able to win the new James Small biography that's coming out soon. I might be able to have quarterly Zoom calls with you where we discuss Springbok matches and tactics, as well as old games and players. And we can also, believe it or not, supply you with discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, not Fijian dollars. And any support would be greatly appreciated. By the way, if you used to work at Eskom and they gave you a lack of payout when you left, then you might want to sign up for the $100 per month option. And I'll see you next time.